Kerr Coaches Insight, Justin Fluke with you, joined by Nick Reband, head coach of the Atchison High Girls. The show brought to you by Amberwell Health, and the A-High Girls are coming off a win on Saturday. Coach, talk a little bit about that JCN tournament. Looks like it was a great tournament for your team. I know you end up 1-2, but again, only lost by 3 to JCN. We talked about that last week in the opening round. You fall to Valley Falls by 7, but then beat ACCHS 41-37 on Saturday. So three really competitive games against three different opponents. You had to feel pretty good, I guess, overall. What were your thoughts on the JCN tournament?
Sure, no, good tournament. Like I say, we get to go play some good competition. Each game is good competition. So, you know, each night you go in, you got to bring your A game. And unfortunately, we just didn't. Like I said, we fell short of JCN. Valley Falls, we go 5-for-25 from the free throw line. It's hard to win games when you do that. And, against Effingham, you know, we didn't shoot from the free throw line very well either. So, that's kind of been the focus in practice lately.
Had to be good though, especially playing, you know, back-to-back nights and playing early there on Saturday to be able to grind out a win, especially kind of against a rival in ACCHS. Is that, something that you think the girls felt good about and can hopefully kind of build off that momentum now from Saturday?
Oh, definitely. It's always good to leave with a win. It leaves a good taste in your mouth, and you come into practice and you get it back after it, knowing that you've won and get another streak going.
I wanted to mention as well, Presley Simpson was named to the all-tournament team from that JCN tournament last week. I think we had talked at a really big game in the opening round, but obviously she's been a great player for you and must have had a pretty standout tournament.
Oh, definitely. She's a leader. She's came in, she's bought into what we're doing, and she leads by example, and her game shows. She's put in the work, and she's hitting shots, she's finding shots, but she's also finding teammates, trusting them to get the ball back to her for open looks. So she's playing really good basketball.
As we mentioned, you know, you went from December 19th to January 18th, basically a whole month without playing. You've only played 4 games since then, so you still haven't played a lot. You got quite a few left, even though both your games against Schlegel are unfortunately canceled because Schlegel doesn't have a team anymore. But I'm looking right now at your schedule, Coach. Friday night, you host KC Sumner Academy, and then you play Monday and Tuesday as well against Tylan Park and KC Wyandotte. So what's kind of the thought process here, getting ready this week, having extra time without a game on Tuesday to kind of get ready for the stretch of Friday, Monday, Tuesday league games?
Yeah, it's kind of a balance of trying to get in and get practice in, get ready, but also not wearing them out because we got a lot of games coming up. You know, we want them to be fresh, but we also want them to be out there and be sharp. So we're just kind of working on some shooting, definitely free throws, and just reviewing and installing stuff that we want to run against these teams.
Sumner's a team that you beat earlier this season. Wyandotte team that you beat earlier this season as well. So do you feel like if the girls come out and play well, I know you're not overlooking anybody, but as I look at the schedule, it looked like maybe you have a chance to kind of build some momentum and kind of get some confidence rolling here right now in the next week or two.
Yeah, for sure. This is the time where we got to get it rolling. You know, we got to go get wins where we can get wins and just keep preparing for that postseason run that we want to make, get ourselves in the ranking that we want to get. But yeah, we definitely don't overlook anybody. We take it one game at a time and hope we perform well each game.
Atchison girls are 5-5 on the season, but still 2-0, perfect in league play. Coach, best of luck in your upcoming games. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Coach Reband of the Atchison High girls here on Care Coaches Insight.